Good morning, welcome back. Today is Friday, the 5th of June. Good morning. I'm trying to slow it down. Slow it down. Oh my gosh. Good morning. It is Friday, June 5th. What a week. I feel fantastic. Ran twice this week, two bike rides, rode this morning, rode yesterday. You know, nothing spectacular. Just, well, I did 13 miles, but really 13 miles on a bicycle is not really that big of a deal. It was beautiful. I am so blessed to live really where I live. I'm not telling you where I live. I'm not telling you. It's not hard to figure out, but I'm not telling you where I live. But where I live is so awesome. There's nothing great about it. It's just simple, flat, cozy little town. It's actually growing. A lot of people moving here. East Coast, on the beach. I don't live on the beach, but I actually live 5 miles from the beach. I can ride my bike from my house to the beach, to the sand. It's 5 miles. And just, you know, I guess I'm going to take a little bit of time right this morning and just maybe talk about gratitude, right? You can't talk about gratitude. I can't talk about, I'm grateful that I didn't wake up hungover, right? I mean, that's, you know, getting sober, putting down the drink, you know, in the end. However many years it's been, I sat here this morning, and what am I grateful for? That I didn't wake up drunk. I was watching this podcast last night with this comedian, Ron White. And, you know, this guy was talking about they do a sober October. And they all drink and smoke weed and carry on. But in October, they decide they're going to put down everything for the month of October, which is really a great idea. And this guy, Ron White, he's a comedian. I mean, he's a scotch drinking, cigar smoking comedian. That's his shtick, you know. And the guy says to him, you know, you think you could do it with us? He goes, no. He goes, how many days do you think you could do? And he goes, honestly, none, and be comfortable, you know. He goes, I got a little alcoholic in me, a little alcoholic going on. You know, I can't wait for that first drink, and then once I have that first drink, I just continuously drink until I drink to excess and then pass out. And I do it basically every day. And, you know, I'm thinking to myself, wow. That makes sense. But really what I made me think about is just that moment, you know, that's a moment of humility, right? Just basically confessing that, you know, you're an alcoholic. Everybody probably knew it. You know, when I was at my highest point of drinking, everybody knew I was an alcoholic. I knew it, but I didn't want to admit it. I didn't want to confess it. And, you know, for him to say that, and, you know, he laughed and made it into kind of a joke and dismissed it, and the other guy dismissed it. But I know inside he was like, you know, and then he talked about how he was jealous of other people that were sober. I can relate, you know. I can relate. My life was so crummy. I just didn't have anything going for it. And I just would be jealous of these people that were kind of, I don't know if I was jealous of people that were sober. I was just jealous of people that had something going on for themselves. And to hear him say that, and, you know, I knew inside behind that laugh, there was a lot of pain in there. It is a painful, painful existence. So today, I am just grateful. I'm sober. Woke up this morning, 6 o'clock, grabbed my bike, grabbed some water. Still couldn't see. My eyes were still blurry. I was that, you know, still basically asleep. Jumped on my bike and just kind of woke up as I started riding. And it was just really awesome. You know, I can go from my house down the road. I get up on this trail. It's called the Breakwater Junction Trail. And it just rides along the marsh, through the trees, these tunnels of trees, through the cornfields, past the deer, all sorts of vermin and critters out there, squirrels, through more trees, then a little bit through our town, and then I'm just at the boardwalk. And I'm just like, wow, it's amazing. I'm fucking blessed, man. I love that. I remember I used to always say, I still say it, I had to fall in love with being that sober. I love that reminder. Yesterday's got nothing for me. This whole week, and I might flirt with talking about it, but I'm pretty much done with talking about the past. You know, I've learned through programs and friends and sobriety that it doesn't really matter. You know, all that matters is what I'm doing right here. And right here, right now, I'm safe. I'm safe. I know I'm looking out. I'm looking outside. You know, nothing's going on. Birds are flying. The sun is shining. I'm absolutely safe. You know, I'm not drinking. I'm not drugging in my life. I'm not acting inappropriately. I'm living an honest life. I'm accountable. I'm available. I know all of that. All of that stuff I take right now. And I put it in my lap and I hold it. And I go, right now I'm safe. But when I start going into yesterday, you know, this week, you know, I start getting a little weirded out. And I have to remind myself it's not important, you know. I'm aware of it. I remember. But it's not playing a role in my day-to-day. And it's the same with the future. I remember being a drunk, sitting on a bar stool, talking about how amazing I was going to be one day. Or how amazing that I used to be. But ask me how I'm doing today, not so good, you know. Not so good. I couldn't tell you that. Sometimes, you know, it happens all the time. But, you know, we come out of the winter, and I'm like, okay. And I try to, you know, run through the winter and exercise and be involved. But there's just this day that happens in the spring where all of a sudden I go, Jesus, I've been feeling like shit. And it's not that I recognize that I feel like shit. It's just all of a sudden I really start feeling good. And a lot of the times, if I'm going to like kind of analyze it, it's usually because I'm reflecting on what's going to happen or what's been happening. And I forget to remind myself that right now, in this moment, I'm super safe. And I am, you know, and I'm done, you know, because now conspiracy and, you know, just the mind is woo, just taking off. And I'm just over it, you know. I didn't get sober. I don't live this life I'm not special. I'm living a normal life. I'm behaving like normal people should really. Or not normal people, just a normal behavior. And I've worked too hard to sit around and be miserable about shit that I got no control over. I choose how I feel today. I'm choosing. And I choose to remind myself but I work hard every day at living a decent life. Reminisce on novelties. Thank you, Axel. Thank you, Axel. I needed that. I needed that reminder. What can I do better today? What is my, you know, if I'm going to be better and not worry about yesterday, what can I do? You know, I was listening to, some Stevie Ray Vaughan yesterday. I played some Stevie Ray Vaughan in the podcast yesterday. And, you know, Stevie Ray Vaughan had a great story and, you know, from drinking and addiction and then finally getting sober and then changing his whole life and then really coming out on the other side. And his message was always like, you know, how can I be there for my next brother or sister? How can I have my hand out and help others? And, you know, just because I have my hand out to somebody, that to them, that may not seem like the answer, right? But I've got my hand out. Don't you see that? I'm trying to help. So sometimes I think, you know, patience, you know, learning to be patient. You know, we're in a weird, we've kind of gone through a weird thing. We're kind of still in a weird thing. And just because I'm up, hey, I'm fucking feeling great. That don't mean my neighbor is. That doesn't mean my brothers and sisters are, you know. I've been given this gift of sobriety and you know, as much sometimes as torturing as it is, but the ability to really sit down and reflect and be accountable for my unhappiness or my happiness. And I've been pretty sort of happy, but not really, a lot of uneasiness. And part of that is because I'm really not minding my own business. I'm kind of getting in other people's business. Then I start analyzing it, giving an opinion. And, you know, my opinion isn't right or wrong, but when I make one, then I start living by it, and then I just get into this crazy place, and then I become spiritually sick. And so being patient with other people, you know, I'm in the salon business. I have a lot of clients. You know, not everybody has the same feeling I have about masks. You know, we're you know, to open up my business, we were given a set of rules to follow. And at some point, you know, I've started feeling like I don't want to wear a mask. And I need to remember that just because I'm feeling that doesn't mean that everybody's feeling that. And I have to be patient. I have to find myself thinking it through and being patient with people because, you know, we're not all on the same boat. We're all on the same planet, but it doesn't mean we're all on the same boat. So that's what I want to try to be, is a little more mindful of others, others' thoughts. You know, I think that's important for me. Because if they don't agree with me and I'm not being mindful of that, then I can get frustrated and annoyed and then I'm right back in that same place. And those weird little things like that, you know, somebody not agreeing with me, all of a sudden I'm annoyed by it, and all of a sudden I start undermining my foundation. I've undermined my foundation in the past. I didn't realize what I was doing. And then all of a sudden that gets a little wobbly. And then the voice shows up, hey man, what's going on? How you been? I think you deserve it. That's what happened the last time. This voice showed up. I think you deserve it. You've been doing so good. And It's not really, it's tricky. I mean, what do you think? Am I right? Am I wrong? Do you relate? I don't know. I'm just really grateful today. I'm tired of living in the negative, and I'm ready to start living in the moment. And the moment right now is pretty awesome. And I'm very lucky. Is there someone that you can be more patient with out there? A parent? Parents usually are the biggest victim of my lack of patience. Right there, right, man? Love is all around us. Love is all around us. We are in this fucked up place right now, and we're not seeing that. We're seeing masked faces. We're not feeling love. You know, I had a couple clients yesterday. We hugged. This fucking felt so good. We should bring back hugs. I wish I could put a sign on the front of my door. Hugs required to enter. We should protest about that. You know, that's a... We should start a protest, a hug test. That's why don't we all rally around and meet and bring back hugs and handshakes. Smiles, hugs, and handshakes. Let's bring them back. Let's put down the fucking the frowns. Let's turn those frowns upside down. Let's bring back hugs. You know, let's bring back the love. You know, let's bring back community. You know, when do we start relying back on our instincts and not on, you know, social media or news to decide how we feel? You know, I think a big part of our problem right now is we know that inside we're losing one of the most important things that we have, and that's basically to be able to talk face to face, eye to eye, give each other a hug, shake hands. You know, the lack of that stuff is fucking toxic. You know, if I was going to go conspiracy or think of a way to undermine the social being, the people, that would be the beginning, right? I don't want to, I can't see your smile. We can't give hugs and we can't shake hands. Some lady told me that this is the devil's work. You know, when have we ever separated people from church? You know, separated people from meetings. I mean, as long as I've been sober, and as long as I've been working on sobriety in the last 25 years, there's never been a meeting that's been closed. I used to say, oh, it's snowing, you know, probably won't be a meeting. If you could get to the liquor store, you could get to a meeting. This is the first time that I can remember, and you can definitely do online meetings and stuff, but this is the first time I can remember that I can get to a liquor store, but I can't get to a meeting. It's crazy. So that's the message, man. Let's find the love. It's all around us. It's time. It's time to get back to loving people, being patient, and, you know, enjoying this wonderful gift that we have. And it's a choice that I'm making today. I'm deciding to do that. I choose how I feel. And I'm choosing, I want to get back to love and patience. And that's going to be my message today. Start finding love and patience. And gratitude. So anyway, yeah, what's going on with me besides that? Nothing. Working today, back to work. Been working for about 5 weeks now. Super grateful. You know, when I first opened the salon back up, I didn't want to take other salons' clientele for several reasons. One of them being, you know, I just didn't, you know, I was able to open. Some of these salons were not able to open yet, and they're now getting ready to start opening. And, you know, and I didn't want to take away from them. But at some point, you know, you just have to start, you know, trying to help out. It's also people need to get their hair colored or whatever they need to do. And now I'm starting, I've had a few clients that I did, and now they've called me and said, listen, thank you. My salon's opening, and I'm going to go ahead and go back to them. Of course you are. That's what I wanted. That's exactly perfect. But there's a little part of me that's a little annoyed, right? What am I not getting? I mean, that's always been my problem. What am I not getting? I always say my biggest problem today is inconvenience. What am I not getting? And, you know, my position is I'm happy that I was able to be there for people when they needed me, but now the other salons are starting to open, which is great, and they're going back to them, which was what I hoped for in the end, but I'm still a little bugged. You know, I'm still slightly not getting what I want. And, you know, it's crazy. And, but I recognize it. You know, that's the kind of shit that would start to really bug me and could send me down that road of you know, mad, sad, annoyed. And, So I'm recognizing that, and you know, I'm just dealing with it. And I'm happy these other businesses are open. I really, truly am happy. You know, it's just one more piece of our town that gets to open up to start getting us back to some sort of normalcy. And that's what it's always been about. Listen, everybody, it's Friday. Online schooling is over for the kids. That's fucking good. Summer's starting. Have a great day. Find love.
Every new day brings on the night.